It was at night. We just went to town or to something. I can't remember where we went, but the hawk was out there. And that was before Cosmire. And then a little bit later, he asked me for a date. And then it didn't take long.
Well, kids nowadays called when
the boys
going steady. What did y'all call it back then?
I don't know. I reckon you always, well, after you got your ring, you were engaged.
But if you were when you were really interested in your future husband, and you spent a good deal of time with him, mm-hmm. What did you call this time?
Dating.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard it called a courting or anything like that?
Yeah, I have. I say courting. She's courting so and so now. Mm-hmm. At the end, well, you know, at the retirement home, when old man and the old lady would be going together, looking like they were liking each other, I'd say, Miss is courting Mr. Now. Mm-hmm. And that would be the way of it. The woman was courting the man.
What if a boy was really serious about a girl and he asked him to marry her and she refused? What were some of the terms used for the position that the man was in? In other words, when a girl stopped letting the boy come over to see her, you'd say the girl had done what?
Well, I don't know what they said.
Okay.
Do you?
She jilted him?
Jilted.
Or dropped him?
Dropped him, Mary. Oh, I just didn't, yeah, I
think
so.
A lot of the kids nowadays said she gave him the axe.
Gave him the axe, huh?
Just got rid of him.
Well, you know, I know when I got a lot of ribbon about going with Jack because he was much older than I. And this boy in Griffin, he says, "What do you see in that old man? You know you're not going to marry that old man."
But
you know, when you're young, that much difference makes a lot. But didn't after we were married, I never thought about Jack being older. But in fact, he was as young at heart as I was.
What do you call the attendants at a marriage or at a wedding?
Bridesmaid and matron of honor and groomsman. Best man.
Best man. When you were little or when your children were little, were they afraid of bad weather?
Yes. Yeah, still are.
Well, what were some of the things? Now, I call my mother-in-law and go visit her. But what were some of the things that they did
when
the weather was bad?
When it was thundering and lightning, children usually want to go to bed. I never have been afraid of the weather, though. I just don't let myself. You cannot let yourself be. I could be scared to death here every night, and I just say, oh. And I hear something, I get mighty shaken, trembling. But I just think, oh, it's nothing, and I'll get up and make a big noise.